You tried to take down the defending champion, Glenn Lowy, and it ended in a tie, and we didn't want to end in a tie because that's not fun for anybody.
No, it's not.
So in order to make that happen, in order to break the tie, we invited you in the studio. We invited Glenn in the studio. Glenn has children. He couldn't make it. Mm. But joining us now on the phone, Glenn Lowy, the defending champion. Good morning, Glenn.
How are you, Greg?
I'm doing very well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, doing well. It's, you know, that holiday time of the year, off from work this week, spending some time with the kids, and battling for a Fantasy Cup championship. It couldn't get better.
battling for the Fantasy Cup championship, but it ended in a tie. Now, I want to give you guys each an opportunity to defend yourself. Al, you're not going anywhere, so you're going to have an hour to do it. But Glenn, we'll let you go first. Why do you believe you should remain the champion?
Well, you know, I probably have a few things that I could throw out there to make my case. I had the most wins in the league, so, you know, I have that going for me. That should count for something. I had a few more points in season than Albie, so I could point to that as well. You know, defending champion, legacy. We could throw that out there. But I think most importantly, my wife is a huge Housewives fan. And with all the other leagues for all the other big monetary prizes that I was battling for this past weekend, the one she would check up on every once in a while once she heard I was facing the infamous Albie Manzo was, "Are you beating Albie? Are you beating Albie?" So this is all about marital bliss. So I really need this one, Albie.
You're going to put it on me now. That's serious.
So, Albie, I want to give you a chance to respond. You don't have to make your claim. Now, this is just like a cross-examination part. Mm. So would you like to respond to Glenn's comments?
Well, first of all,
Thank you for watching my TV show.
I was going to say, that's who's been watching it. That's good news. So now we know. So thank you guys for that. First of all, the league was a lot of fun. And coming here was a great time, doing the whole draft and all that stuff. But I have to go back to the same thing. And the beef is not even with Glenn. I go to the beginning and I read. It is absolutely with you. The reason I had to show up, if I had kids, I could have a litter of children at home. They would be there alone if need be to come and confront you today to talk about. Do you have the caption to read?
Yeah, I'll get it up.
First of all, the odds, I believe, if I remember correctly, were 50-1. That me and Christopher, the no-show, Chris Manzo.
Once again, the no-show.
The preseason article on Sports Grid. I'm just telling the listeners what we're talking about. There was a preseason article on Sports Grid ranking the odds of everybody to win this league.
Yeah.
The favorite, number one overall, 2-1. Was Glenn Lowy. He was number one seed, the defending champion. I'll read his caption. Quote, "The defending champion, Lowy, is without question the favorite to repeat in 2016. Lowy is a high-stakes fantasy sports player, having won hundreds of thousands of dollars playing the sport. As the current possessor of the cup, relinquishing it is not an option for Lowy. Despite the competition being stronger this year, he believes he is the man to beat." He made it there. He made it to the finals.
He got to the chip. I gotta give him his props.
Now we get down to the long shots here. And at 50-1, who was the third longest shot to win the championship?
It's a 12-person league.
It's a 12-person league.
Yeah.
Number 10 was Albie and Chris Manzo. Now, Chris did not make the finals.
Which really should make it even tougher. because I had backup, absolutely no help whatsoever. And he's probably not even listening at this point.
Not even listening on the Fantasy Radio app. Thank you.
Yeah, he's on it.
It's fine.
So he was on the organizational letterhead, but that was it.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
The stars of Manzo with the children, Albie and Chris, will be participating in their first Fantasy Cup. The Manzos are both experienced with 10-team leagues, but will be taking a step up in the class with the Cup's 12 participants. Albie told us earlier today that he's biased against Jets players, as well as trying to stay away from the Giants players due to his fandom. Will this lack of objectivity cause the Manzos to fall in their first chance of claiming the cup? How will the reality stars react when they're dealing in fantasy?
I mean, that to me, gentlemen, that is my argument right there. I don't think we really need to go much further than this. I'm just being honest. Because especially, look, halfway through this year, okay, my guys were completely destroyed. Right. I don't think I had a running back left to save anything. I think I ended up with one guy that I drafted. And my first pick was Hopkins. I went with Hoppin. Total bust. Right. Total bust. And we are mm-hmm. still here. So, to me, that's about as far as I feel like I need to go.
So you feel like because you overcame the odds, because you're this long shot, you just deserve to
win. Oh, yeah. I'm the Rudy of fantasy football.
The Rudy of fantasy football.
But at the same time, if you look at that, okay, and you say, okay, nobody expected me to do it. The odds were 50-1. Shouldn't be just be hanging with the champ to a tie be enough to validate yourself to the point where you're like, it's not that you have to win the thing. You know, you went, basically, we're talking about this like a heavyweight fight, you went 15 rounds with the champ. It's kind of like Rocky. You know what I'm saying? It's like the first Rocky. It's like, at the end, you know, it's like, Rocky didn't win, but he validated himself.
Oh, I think, look, I could totally split this with Glenn, and I would be happy about it if your boy right here will admit that the 50-1, okay, was just flat out, you're way off,
you're,
man.
Right. If I knew Chris wasn't playing,
give me a little bit of props.
If I knew Chris wasn't playing, I probably would have made it 75-1. You're absolutely right. Glenn, would you like to respond to Albie's comments on why he should be the victor?
I like Albie's comments. I mean, they make a lot of sense. Honestly, he had an amazing year. He was in a tough division. Scott was there, and Chris Vaccaro, you know, one of my rivals, good friend, but tough rivals in the high stake leagues. And
still owes me dinner, by the way.
He called in. We're going to have Vaccaro on the phone. We're going to get him back on the phone for you. This is ridiculous.
We had a bet.
I apologize for interrupting you, Glenn. We had Vaccaro on the phone at 8:30, and I do want to let you know his comments. He said at first they thought bench scoring should be the tiebreaker, mm-hmm. But we didn't feel that was we're the panel, of course, we're the jury. We didn't think that was fair because, like, your benches are your benches, and there was no rule stated saying that. Like, that's not fair. So he then said, it's like a 15-round fight, as Scott mentioned.
Yeah, rules.
Boxing rules, you tie the champ. And basically, Vaccaro said to you, Albie, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo! And Glenn Lowe should remain the champion. Glenn, so there, your boy, you know, Chris Vaccaro stood up for you.
You know what? I barely know Chris. So I happen to like Chris's statements. I mean, he's an NFFC Hall of Famer, a radio personality, the true master of this game. Who better to come up with the tiebreaker? So whatever Chris says, I didn't hear anything you said, but whatever he says, I'm okay with.
Yeah, because he would remain the champ. Yeah.
Well, yes. Well, the good news for you is, Glenn, Chris will not be our only witness on the stand today.
Yeah, we came out with about three other scenarios.
Yeah, so yeah. Chris Vaccaro, you know, he was the first one. We're going to be joined by Eric Young this hour. He's a participant in the league. Gabe Morency, if he's sober, will join us this morning.
Probably not, Greg. Right. I would bet against that.
So it should be fun regardless.
So he will join us this hour. We're going to get Vaccaro back on the phone because he owes you dinner, and a Vaccaro always pays his debts, is what I've been told. So that's not acceptable. We're joined by Glenn Lowe, Albie Manzo, both the finalists in the Fantasy Cup. They tied. Albie, do you have any witnesses you will be bringing to the stand this morning?
I got all the guys in the group text that are just waiting to call in. But, you know, I can't guarantee that what they're going to say is going to contribute in any way in a meaningful way to this conversation. But we'll see what happens.
Real quick, just some of the other scenarios that we threw out there.
Absolutely.
I had a tie in the championship in fantasy basketball in 2013, and the same thing happened in the league. What we did was we played one night on DraftKings to decide the champion. Okay. That was one of them. The other was let you guys play to week 17, but it's not fair to Glenn because he has Roethlisberger and Prescott as his quarterbacks, and they both could be rested. Mm. So it's not fair to him. So we were saying either the DraftKings thing or what Chris was saying is that if we played this on my fantasy league, this would have went out into decimal points instead of 136-136.
That's another mistake by me.
Yeah,
by the way,
what's that?
That's another mistake by me, the commissioner. Decimal points, or whatever.
It wasn't intentional though.
It's fine.
We were saying that we should figure out maybe manually or somehow by decimal points who actually won the game.
Okay. I'm with that.
You're cool with
that. I'm all right with that.
Are you sure?
Two scenarios, DraftKings or figuring out the decimal victor?
Well, look, to me, you know, like I said, the biggest thing was I had a confunk rug. That was my biggest thing. And going now, you know, Glenn won me over early with the wife story. I'm not trying to, like, you know, create any problems.
You're
down
too
there.
Nice of a guy.
That's what I'm saying. Which I feel like also, by the way, should somehow count towards me.
Generosity,
actually winning.
Yeah, humbleness. Yeah.
But you know, I'm down for whatever. I will stretch this thing out another week in daily. I'm fine with that.
Glenn, are you cool with that?
Well, actually, I want to check out that decimal point thing. Give me a few more minutes. I'm figuring out my calculator, and I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah, Glenn's going to do my work for me.
Glenn can do it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that, yeah.
So basically, Glenn's like, if I lose decimals, then I'll do the daily thing.
Exactly. No, I'm fine with daily. I mean, that seems the fairest way, you know, but... Hey, we tied. It was a great match. Albie did well. You know, I came back there on those last two nights. Somehow we ended up in a dead even tie. Why not?
This is the fantasy equivalent of overtime.
It's true. So I actually do have some other ideas I want to throw at you. But before we do that, Albie, you came on and said Chris Vaccaro, he owes you dinner.
He does.
Chris Vaccaro, who joins us back on the show now, why have you not given Albie dinner?
What's going on, Chris? I mean, you know,
what's going on, boys?
you owe this man food.
I absolutely do, and after week one, when my team got off to a slow start, and Albie jumped on me in week one, I told him cash in whenever you want. And I never heard back from Albie.
Wow,
so, you know,
big time it? Are you big time it?
We got to set it up. We were running around. We went into week one pretty hot. You know, everybody was chirping away. I was a little concerned about how everybody in the league was kind of quiet.
Yeah. So you chirped and you got a free dinner out of it.
Yeah, there we go. I got to set it up. Chris is a good dude.
Are there reservations?
Albie, it's waiting for you, buddy. It's waiting for you whenever you want to cash it in.
Sounds good.
You let me know.
Sounds good.
All right.
And,
there you go. Chris, we appreciate you coming back. So I had other ideas, as I said, for both you, Albie, and for Glenn. Try to see who should be the champion. Mm-hmm. So I have a game that I wanted to throw at you. We're going to go back and forth between you and Glenn, Albie. How many NFL head coaches can you name? You go back and forth. All right. I have a list of NFL head coaches in front of me. The first one to get one wrong, and then the other person... Ken will then be able to have to get it out.
I mean, are we going
to
do this with reality stars next? I mean, we've got a professional. I mean, this is just not the direction to go. This is not helping me at all. Yeah. Like, you know, pull up like vice presidents or some nonsense like that. What are we doing? Where do you want to go next?
The second one I actually have is referees. We have to do that.
I mean, you know, we're toast. I mean, like, either way, you know, he's going
to
have.
Well, we expected your brother to be here to help you, and he screws you.
Oh yeah, because that would have helped too. By the way,
right?
That would have been wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we're going to try. See how it goes. Glenn, you may go second here since Allie may need to go first. You could use Scott Angle here. That seems fair. All right.
King.
First coach, please.
You want to just Rex Ryan off the bat?
Rex Ryan was fired.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, what are you? Well, yesterday.
Getting dicey with the first one here.
That was an easy one.
So we give him a mulligan because, you know, your first shot off the tee is not so great. We'll give you a mulligan.
Yeah.
We'll
go Tomlin then.
Mike Tomlin is correct. He's the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Glenn.
I'll take Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
This is all, you know, I gotta be honest. I'm just aggravated with the whole thing.
No.
Who's trying to help me with this right now, Greg? Is this you going with the, is he sticking by the odds? Is that what this whole thing is about?
I'm not sticking by the odds. I'm trying to make it fair. I don't
think Albie feels it's fair.
He doesn't feel it's fair.
Well, look, because here's the thing. Just very, very simply put, guys.
Yes.
I mean, this is, Glenn, correct me if I'm wrong. This is your profession in a lot of different ways.
Sure.
You kind of like, you know, this is your gig, okay? So if we want to go down to like TV executives, you want to go down like, like, you know, the reality stars, myself being
fun,
one of them.
But like, is this going to decide the championship?
I mean, come on.
It was going to contribute to it, yes.
Well, actually, this is my first year playing this game. So we're pretty much on even footing.
All right. You know what, Glenn? Can you hang on? We're gonna take a break. Well, I'll talk to my panel here, the rest of the jury, and we're gonna try to come up for some more stuff. Feel free to bring a witness on, Albie. I know you have a group text full of friends. Feel free to have them call in at 844-843-6879. We determine a champion of the Fantasy Cup here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.